You are now listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program.
Hello! Welcome to the Drunken Mike Show, where we talk about NASCAR. You know, Ryan Blaney, the number 12, he sure has led a lot of laps this season, but he hasn't picked up a win. When do you think he'll get his first win, Drunk?
I think he's probably not gonna win.
Travis Junk just got up and left.
Where'd he go?
I don't know where he went. He got up and left.
He didn't say anything. He just stood up and walked away.
Walked out of the room. Travis? I was about to start show. He just got up and left. Took his headphones off. Actually,
he's done.
He took his headphones with him. Do you think he's leaving? Why do you think he took his headphones? I mean, you pop.
Maybe he's
going to
go outside.
And you go make pee-pee, right? Or whatever it is that you're doing. You don't just, like, take your headphones with you, because then when he comes back in, he's going to have to plug them in again.
Unless he's taking them with because he's going to connect via his phone and then wants the headphones.
Travis, there's a... I don't know if anything's working. I'm fidgeting again. I know that you...
Ooh, it's always good to fidget when we're broadcasting.
Yeah, I figured that was the best time to do it. Travis, you know, we're going to be here. No guest tonight, so, you know, let's fidget. Phone number to contact the...
Fidget around, see what works.
Show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. I don't have Skype up. Travis, do you? Don't call
us. Yeah.
Don't call us, because... We're trying.
It'd be a whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, maybe call us if you want to. I don't know. Travis, there's a lot going on.
But I don't really know how that is going to work.
In the world, Travis, there's a lot going on. There's something that I really enjoy that I like to share with you guys from time to time when I see one. And what it is... Yep. Is music lawsuits. Travis, I love music lawsuits. They're like my favorite thing. And I just caught wind of another one. Drunk, why do you take your headphones with you?
Because I talk on the phone with my headphones.
Why? Why don't you just talk on the phone with your phone?
The speaker's better on my headphones than they are on my actual phone.
Oh. Drunk, have I ever told you how much I love music lawsuits?
Nope. Tell me.
Okay, so is Sam Smith, I believe. He's a repeat offender.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say, we've had him on the show before.
I think a few years ago, he got sued by Tom Petty.
Yeah.
Because that Stay With Me song sounded like a Won't Back Down.
Right.
And
not really, but kind of.
Enough that they just settled and said, okay, Tom right. Petty, you can have money. So this one, I don't really think they have much of a case, Travis. So this guy, his name is Jordan Vincent. And in 2015, he wrote a song called Dancing with a Stranger. And he sent...
Oh, I know that song.
Well, you know the Sam Smith one. Jordan Vincent in 2015, he sent it around to like every record company that he could think of. And everybody said, No.
Thanks, but no thanks.
We don't want it. A couple years later, this Sam Smith song comes out, also named Dancing with a Stranger. And so now he's saying, guys, you can't do that. Now, keep in mind, you can't copyright a title. I mean, like, I could make a song called
Dancing with a Stranger. Yeah, how many songs share the same name?
Right.
Plenty, plenty. Drunk, you're not going to eat gummy bears on mic the whole show, are you?
No, I just needed something.
That's going to make people crazy.
I know.
People are going to lose their minds.
That's what I do. But there's a bunch of songs called California Girls, for sure.
Well, I know of two, and one's a cover of the other one. But I'm talking about two totally different songs called Dancing with a Stranger. Now, this is the Sam Smith one that you might be familiar with, Travis. Travis in the chat.
WFOD Vesman, does not own that song, by the
Vesman
way.
Vesman says, is he eating gummy bears? That's driving me crazy. I knew it. I knew that it would drive people crazy, Travis.
I had one handful. I needed a little sugar rush. I'm sorry.
Keep in mind, you cannot copyright a title. Are these the same songs, Travis? She said, I'm gonna die.
Not even close.
Not even close.
And Travis, I don't want to be like a critique man. I want to give Jordan the benefit of the doubt. But I think the record companies were correct to tell him, no, that song kind of sucks.
Yes.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I agree.
And so other than they both say Dancing with a Stranger, like if they were saying, oh, well, if you slow it down a little bit, it sounds more like it. But I mean, like,
yeah, I don't think so. I don't like that guy's royalty free EDM track that he fucking played behind his terrible song.
Well, I don't really like the Sam Smith song either. But, you know, it's weird. Travis.
Sam Smith is a white guy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
First time I heard Sam Smith, I swore that was a black man singing. Because he sounds a little bit like Peebo Bryson or like Luther Vandross a little bit. He's like there's just a tinge in his voice that makes it like a 90s R&B guy.
I think that what is going to end up happening with that song is what has happened with a lot of songs that I hear on Sirius XM's pop rock station, Travis. It's songs that at the time I didn't really like, but I think that just through hearing them in Walmarts and like the familiarity of time, eventually it's just going to be a song that I don't turn off and in fact sing along to. Like I fucking hated Matchbox 20 in the 90s. I didn't like them at all, but I don't turn off Matchbox 20 anymore. Trevor, so Matchbox 20 comes on, I'm listening to that.
Matchbox 20 made lots of money back in the day.
I know.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care if it's unwell. I don't even care if it's Rob Thomas's solo stuff. I'm in for it.
I went and saw Santana in Vegas, and they played that Smooth, and Rob Thomas didn't sing it. So,
oh, that sucks.
Oh, they have like guys that come and sing with him.
Yeah, he's got a colored fellow and a white guy that sings all the songs for him in the concert.
Just like the guys they could get cheap,
I guess. Yeah, they're good. They're good, but
it's not Rob Thomas.
So like Vegas resident musicians.
Yeah, basically.
Like Caesar's Palace has their own go-to singers.
You go to see the Carlos Santana show, and Carlos Santana has his back turned to you the whole time. He's just basically playing for his band. Like, hey, look how cool I am. You're just like, well, face the crowd, Carlos. Come on, buddy.
He's like, hey, drummer man, you want to see a show?
Sounds like
the drummer was his wife.
Sounds like Maynard when you go to see a Tool show.
Yeah, he just stands back in the back. Oh, you guys want to see all
like
this crouched, cool?
He like crouches behind the drummer.
You want to see all this cool stuff that we have up on the screen? Like, no, I want to see you sing your songs. Get your ass up here and sing some songs for us, Travis.
I don't want you lying back behind the drum kit singing. Get up here.
Travis, me and Laura have been, we've only watched like 1.5 episodes of it, and I don't think I'm going to stick with it because I hate it. There is a show on NBC right now where Snoop Dogg and Kelly Clarkson host the American Song Contest.
Who's from Missouri?
I think they've gotten to Missouri yet. Not in the ones that I
watched. Are you talking about Kelly Kirkpatrick or Kelly Bianca or whatever the fuck she changed her name to?
Yeah, she changed her name, Travis. Kelly Clarkson. I don't know if she's changing.
Why would she do that?
I don't know.
Did she get married?
I don't know. What happened?
No.
She didn't get married? Okay. What's she doing, Travis? What's she doing?
No, she got divorced.
Is that her
Clarkson wasn't her married name? No.
Maybe it was her stage name.
Travis, this doesn't make sense. Why did Kelly Clarkson change her name?
Also, maybe this news came out on Friday, and I didn't look deep enough into it to realize that it was April Fool's joke.
You fucking clown.
Oh, it was? It was April Fool's joke?
I don't know if it was. I didn't look deep enough into it.
Charles, let me done
the
with
Hollywood.
April Court. Fool's is fucking stupid.
But yet, every year somebody falls for something, so they'll never stop.
No, be done with it. April Fool's Day sucks. It's enough already. The world
April
is.
April Fool's was fine until the internet co-opted it and started doing, like, actual reliable news sources started posting, like, clickbaity bullshit. And it's like April 1st. It's like, do you just tarnished your entire reputation by doing this?
Yeah, you stupid assholes.
Right, and he can't actually come out with actual news on April 1st because they'll think it's a joke.
Yeah, Papa John's is like, hey, we're selling big gallons of our garlic butter sauce now. And be like, well, you should actually do that. That sounds great. Right. And they're like, no, yeah, April Fool's.
Do that. Look how excited people are.
Well, yeah, one was Taco Bell's bringing back like 5 Mexican pizzas.
Yeah. And they're like, no, it was a joke.
But
like,
they all sounded delicious.
Fuck
you. Do you think that's the test, though? Do you think it's like the test is like, hey, if we put out this news on April Fool's, we can see how much traction it gets. And if it gets enough, we'll go quickly to work in our laboratory to concoct this bullshit.
Yeah, one was like a bacon chicken ranch Mexican pizza. I was like, that sounds fucking delightful.
Right. That's their test
Quick Trip
stuff.
Are you guys familiar with Summer Shandy? It's a Line and Kugel's beer.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think you pronounced that correctly.
Yeah, so Quick Trip.
Quick Trip.
Yeah, I did. I did. So our Quick Trip, the KWI, is they put out a tweet. And they sell milk and orange juice in like 1/2-gallon bags. And then you put it in like a pitcher or whatever. It's like way cheaper. They've been doing this for years and years and years. I don't buy it, but they do it. People love it. Yeah. So what they did was they put out a Facebook post and I think a tweet as well saying, oh, look what we did. We partnered with Line and Kugel's and we're now selling 1/2-gallon bags of Summer Shandy. And I was like, oh, fuck yes. This is the best news. And then I realized it was a Facebook post from like 2 days previous and it was on April Fool's and I was so mad.
Tired of it, Travis. They're doing away with daylight savings time. Let's do away with April Fool's Day.
Are they?
Throw fucking Christopher Columbus Day in the trash now because they were bitching about that. And guys, if you give me those, you can have the Chicago Blackhawks.
They just did daylight savings time. What do you mean they're getting rid of it?
They just did a vote. I think it was in the House to get rid of daylight savings.
I'm pretty
time.
Sure
whether it happens or not.
Unanimous.
We'll see.
So that means it needs to be passed by the Senate.
It was
anyway. So Travis, this fucking American Song Contest. I don't know how the states chose their songs. It's probably just whatever dipshits they scraped up off the street that would show up.
Well, there's some famous people in that show, ain't there?
It's really dumb because, you know, there's like a local band, and then it's like, okay, Connecticut has Michael Bolton. Be like, well, this isn't fair. But, Travis, the poor state of Oregon, in particular, the proud state of Oregon, they have some big names, Travis. I wrote some down. We got Portugal the Man, the Decemberists, Everclear, Travis, is from Oregon. Zoe Deschanel is from Oregon. The Dandy Warhols and the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
Nice.
Oh, I love the Cherry Poppin' Daddies.
But they fucking get these fucking dorks to show up and sing this song called Million Dollar Smoothie, Travis. Million Dollar Smoothie is the representative for Oregon. And it's this nerd up there with a guitar that isn't even plugged in. There's no guitars in this song, Travis. Why this guy is up there with a guitar pretending to play a guitar, I have no idea.
It's called Bluetooth, Mike.
But this fucking song sucks. And I want you to hear the chorus of
Once
this.
Again, not owned by the WFOD show. Thank you.
Now, Travis, through this whole song, that guy is up there just fucking going to town on a fake guitar. There's no guitars in that song. It's the worst. The fucking guy from Wyoming did a song called New Boot Goofin'. He's a rap man. And I know that Wyoming did not vote for this rap man. I mean, like, we did not send a representative from our states. I don't know how these people got on TV to represent a state.
It's a bunch of dipshits who are already, they defected from all of those states, and they all have been living in California for years.
Right. Yeah, they're all transplants.
Shitty music.
That were just there.
They're like, hey, we need somebody from each of the 50 states, so come and audition. And the only person they found from Wyoming was that shitty smoothie guy. That song was fucking awful.
You think Missouri will be represented by Nelly?
It would have to be, right? But it probably won't be. It'll probably be somebody terrible.
Or
they're all terrible. I've watched 3 hours of this.
What's the dude from
Kansas
City?
I haven't liked one of the songs. They've all tied for last place. Even Michael Bolton's song sucked, Travis. He didn't like sing one of his good songs. He sang some shitty song about the world or something. Like, fuck off.
You know, probably why, because his record label probably has all the rights to those songs, so he had to sing some random bullshit that he made up on the spot.
Yeah. They told him he was going to be on a TV show on a Tuesday, and on a Thursday he brought that piece of shit. So if you haven't watched American Song Contest, I believe you can stream it on the Peacock, Travis.
Yeah.
Don't, because it sucks.
How'd you enjoy WrestleMania?
I watched night one. I have not watched night two.
Oh, I thought you were going to watch it yesterday.
I haven't yet. I plan to.
They do multiple nights now?
Yeah.
This is the third year of two-night WrestleMania. They had too many people bitching about, like, you know, the 8-hour WrestleMania that started at 7 and didn't get done to 1 in the morning.
So now they do 2 5-hour WrestleMania trips.
So now they do 2 5-hour WrestleMania. And the pre-show is 2 goddamn hours. 2-hour pre-show.
Where's the WrestleMania even available anymore? Is it now exclusively on Peacock?
Yeah, Peacock, the pay version.
So pay-per-view doesn't exist anymore. Now it's just streaming on Peacock.
In the States, yeah.
I have free Peacock, Travis, where they just have like TV shows. It's kind of like Pluto.
We have paid version exclusively so we can watch The Office entire series over and over again. We actually butted up against season 5 is the last free season that they play. And the kids bitched enough, so the wife paid for it. So now... because the Office in our house is just constantly streaming. Nobody knows what to watch, so we just throw The Office on for like hours at a time. Hey, just like as background noise.
Hey, Travis, Liquid Lozenge just tipped us $5. Thanks, I guess.
Well, I think that's what the money signs are for in the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, he tipped
on us. What?
I don't know. I have no idea. Liquid, tell us how you did that so that we could tell people to do it more.
This is through
Thank
Twitch.
You, Liquid. That was,
yeah,
that's,
that was nice of you.
That's so nice. Is that through Twitch, did you say?
Yeah, through Twitch.
Right? I don't know. But I think it has a note on it that says, does this actual work, LOL, brah?
So he's willing to throw away $5 to see if it works.
Yeah. That's funny.
Hey, it's our guy.
Well, thanks, Liquid. You have been one of our most ardent supporters over the course of the years, and we love you.
Travis, I got a question that I want to put to you, and I want to put to the people. I put this on Twitter a couple days ago, and it got a no was the final result, but I've been thinking about it. Is butthurt homophobic?
Yeah.
Now if I say you're being butt hurt, I'm saying that you're being like a sissy, right? You're being a wuss, and you're mad about something that you shouldn't be mad about. You're oversensitive, right?
Yes.
Right.
So to say that you're butt hurt is kind of like the in the 2000s when we called each other gay, right?
Or fag.
Here's my argument on this.
Okay.
Even a homosexual person doesn't want to be penetrated without their consent, right?
Oh, so
if you're butt hurt, any person could be butt hurt.
Oh, so your butt your butt was raped, and that's why it hurts. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Like, or you got paddled. Like, you feel that's like the you've other been. Way, you go about it.
Yeah, or you got paddled, or you. You've been sitting on junior high bleachers too long.
And your butt hurts.
And your butt hurts.
Or you went swimming and then went on the boat and sat in your wet swim trunks too long.
Well, people overwhelmingly said that to call someone butt hurt is not homophobic.
Yeah,
but I think that they might be wrong.
Did you hashtag it like ally or something?
No.
Like, you need to get it in the right eyes, asked. Right? Like, hashtag like ally or hashtag LGBTQ plus I, something like to get it in front of the right people to decide whether or not it's offensive or not.
And Travis, my other question was, if you assume that a black man has a giant penis, is that racist? Making a stereotype against a race of people, right? To assume that all the black, sure, it's positive, but it's a stereotype. So it's kind of racist, right?
Yeah. It's like saying all Asian people are good at math.
I was about to say, I don't think it's racist. I think it's more stereotypical, right?
Kind of racist, though. That's what
stereotypical.
That's what racist is, right?
No, not necessarily.
Okay, drunk, all black people
no,
have
because listen,
big, thick lips.
Well, no, that's fine.
What's the difference, Travis? Oh, the black dudes, they got big, fat, meaty cocks.
The way you say
all of them, they got big old giant wieners. Good for them, right? Still kind of racist.
Like somebody stereotyping me and say, hey, Travis is from Wisconsin, he's overweight, balding. He probably loves beer and cheese.
Right.
Well, I do. I do love beer and cheese. So it doesn't offend me if you just assume that I do. Is it the same? Is that the same? Is it
a stereotype?
I like cheese as well.
Somebody said something the other day about one of my black friends, Travis, and they just assumed that he had a big, thick, giant cock. And I was offended for him. I was like,
well, does
how
he?
Dare you? Of course he says he does. And he also said that it's not racist for you to assume he has a big, thick cock. But
have you seen it?
No. I mean, he just well, says, I'm black. Like, of course I have a big, thick cock.
Shouldn't we default to the race of people who it could be racist against to tell us whether or not it's racist?
No, Travis. They don't get to decide. If you get bad ones and you get good ones too, you can be a good racist. You can't be a good racist, can you?
I don't think you can. Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure you can't.
What if?
I'm
like,
pretty sure that's the whole point.
All of your racism.
The straight
is just
definition
like,
of racism is
all bad.
All your racism is all just like mega positive.
Yeah, you just say, guys, I'm only attracted to Asian women. Like, if you say that, is that racist?
Ish.
Are you saying you get in trouble for like?
Oh, it's like fetishizing, right? Fetish. As a white man. I'm not your fetish.
Yeah, fetishizing. Right? Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. And I do love Asian ladies.
Yeah. It's a good. It's a
and
good
Latina.
Look. Dude, I don't know what algorithm I unlocked on YouTube, but I keep getting this thing about Slavic women like every day.
Slavic.
Yeah. So basically, Ukraine, Russia, Belarus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, drunk. Let me ask you, since we're on the topic.
Okay.
Have you seen all the people that are getting mad at the Russians?
I mean, really, it's not the Russians. There's like 10 Russians you could be mad at. And like, that's it.
There's like a section of people that like want to kick Alexander Ovechkin out of the NHL because he's Russian.
The British people successfully kicked the owner of one of the most popular teams out.
like I saw today that the FBI went and just took some dude's yacht. Like, for what? Because he's Russian. Oh, okay. And Charles, before I make the comparison, let me say, I agree with the sentiment. But like, you know, we were just doing the thing with the Asians where you stop the Asian hate. What's the fucking difference?
And how many times is Alexander
the government?
Now we're creating the Russian hate.
Yeah, creating Russian hate. The government's doing some shit, so fuck all of Russia, right?
Why are you wanting to punish an entire nation of citizens, right? Like pulling KFC out of Russia or pulling McDonald's out of Russia is not going to hurt Vladimir Putin. It's going to affect Chechov,
right,
who works as a fucking fry cook part-time. That's his second job. Chechov needs to make that extra money to put rubles in his bank account for his kids to be able to eat KFC.
Charles, those
but now we're like yanking these jobs away from these people.
Those rubles, they ain't worth shit right now, Travis. Rubles?
No, they're fucking you. My hustle and hulse version of this conversation is to heavily invest in the ruble right now because it will bounce.
I don't think you can. They won't let you.
No, I think our country put a stop to that.
Yeah, they'd probably be really mad at you, Travis, if you go buy in rubles.
Yeah, because it's smart. I mean, when a country's entire currency tanks,
right,
you take a chance. You take a chance
places
and invest in that currency.
Place is too big. In the hopes fail. That you seen rebounds. How big it is, Travis? You look at the goddamn map. It's most of the map.
Huge.
Place is so big.
Spin a globe.
Right.
Russia's huge.
What you do is you take a handful of spaghetti, Travis.
Yeah, I believe it's 15 time zones.
And you spin a globe and you throw the spaghetti at the globe. You're probably going to hit Russia because it's just so much of the goddamn globe. It's so much. That's what you put your good money
it's
on.
So much. Russia's very spread out with a normal amount of people. It's not like China where it's like, China's pretty big, but it's like just densely populated. Russia is just huge land space.
Yeah, China's so, really big too.
Yeah, I'd.
Well, a lot of I mean, Russia it's is quite big. Populated, but
drunk. What other countries are big?
Brazil's
big. Australia.
Yeah, those are big.
Australia, it's big.
They're big countries, guys.
The United States of America.
That's a continent.
Yeah.
Canada's
big. Yeah.
But Canada is also that's a country. What is it? Canada Alaska?
Canada is a country,
Drunk. Travis is right.
It is a country.
Yeah.
It is a country, yep.
You know what?
Belgrade?
I think that it just from a pride standpoint, next time I do this American song, I think it's a good idea, the American Song Contest. But
Pride wasn't that 2 months ago?
I think that we need to have like a statewide vote and send... They can't just send somebody and say, "Oh, this is the Oregon guy." That sucks.
Yeah,
I want to.
Isn't that kind of what Eurovision is?
Yeah, but they exactly vote, don't they? They send somebody. That they vote.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think Eurovision pre-votes though.
I think, don't they vote to send somebody to Eurovision and then they vote again?
Eurovision people are there and then they're like, yeah, we're from this country. Vote for us.
No. So it's just the country itself that says these are the people going.
Travis, I think
it's just the show.
We're going to go to break and I'm going to find a new boot goofing for you. You got to hear a little bit of new boot goofing.
That sounds terrible.
It's worse than it sounds. and it's Wyoming. You know, Wyoming didn't send new boot goofing guy. Wyoming's a bunch of old white dudes who are just going to send a guy with an acoustic guitar to sing a nice song about some bushes.
Yeah, or pickup trucks.
They're not sending new boot goofing. That's bullshit. This show is bullshit.
Yeah, they're singing Fire on the Mountain, Lightning in the Air.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying.
Fire on the Mountain, Lightning in the Air, my truck.
Thank you to the Mixed Media Forest podcast for this week's horse report. He watched Milo and Otis and said that over 30 animals died. None of them were horses, but there were horses in the film.
Can see it.
It's electric.
You gotta feel it.
It's electric.
Ooh, it's shocking.
It's electric.
Picking up mixed feelings. Whoa.
Whoa. It's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. But you know it's there. Here, there, everywhere, I've got to move. I'm going on a party ride. I've got to groove, 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 and this music I just can't hide. Are you coming with me? Come let me take you on a party ride. And I will teach you, I'll teach you the electric slide. Some say it's mystic.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, 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 woogie,
woogie. You can't resist it.
It's
boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
You can't do it without
it's
it.
Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
Okay, too fast again.
Show us boogie now.
Boogie woogie woogie woogie.
It's electric.
Boogie woogie woogie woogie.
But you know it's there. Here, there, everywhere. Ooh la ooh la eh.
Are these God's words? Or are they yours? Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
You want to hear some new boot goofing, Travis?
Oh, I can't wait.
Sounds really good.
You get it? They're snakeskin boots and they're so fresh.
Billy Ray's
that the rattle is still shaking.
Billy Ray Cyrus is going to get with this guy and produce a more country version. This will be the next fucking Lil Nas X.
Travis, speaking of country music, did you see the Eric Church guy? What he did this week?
Yeah, he wanted to watch his basketball game.
He had a sold out show in Texas, right? He sold out a stadium.
Oh yeah, and he's
of
from
people.
Kansas or whatever.
Yeah, he wanted to watch the North Carolina.
North Carolina, that's right. Yeah.
Basketball team, and so he canceled his concert. It was less than a week before the concert, too. So I mean, like, hotel rooms have been bought, Travis. Babysitters have been.
Well, he arranged. Didn't know if his team was going to be in the tournament anymore.
I'll tell you what, man. In this day and age, Travis, to get out is difficult.
It
all
is.
A stadium full of people, I would imagine a lot of them are probably motherfucking him quite a bit, Travis. I would think that he probably a lot of people who didn't even buy tickets to the show.
Well, I'm sure they can go to the makeup show.
Drunk.
Yeah, the makeup show is. He did say he would play free of charge to make up for it.
Yeah, don't drunk me. I've been to I bought tickets to a concert. It's a Blink-182 show.
Yeah,
and then Travis Barker's helicopter went down.
Yeah, but that's a helicopter crash. Drunk. I mean, we'll give him a pass on that, right?
So I couldn't go to my Blink-182
Listen
show
to me.
For like
a helicopter crash. Your alma mater going to the March Madness. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely the same.
You guys are putting those in the same.
Yeah, Travis Barker just got married to a Kardashian now, so it's not like he's
which really? One, Travis?
Courtney.
Aren't the Kardashians like half his age?
Yeah. It's
yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, Barker's got to be a little bit older than me, and I'm 40, going on 42. He's got to be probably 45, 46.
I think.
And I would imagine 40. This Kardashian is probably 30.
Well, and Kim, I think, is a lot older than Pete Davidson. And so, like, age, it's all over the place now. Travis,
this facts. These are facts.
Yeah. Well, when you're famous, none of it's real, so it doesn't really matter. Like, do you really think that a Kim Kardashian Pete Davidson relationship is the same as a relationship that the average person would have? Because it's not.
What do you mean? Like they schedule it in advance?
There's publicists. There's shit. It's not. I would assume. And this is me assuming, and I think it's probably pretty safe to assume.
You know what they say about
a lot of these relationships. Yeah, they have an idea, and they assume it's probably correct based on the information they have.
I agree.
So I think a lot of times it's probably based on convenience. Are they running in the same circles? Is it good for their career? Right, like. What are the chances that Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez get back together 15 plus years later after Affleck's married to like Jennifer Garner for 10 years and then dates like the smoking hot actress model of the day? And then he gets back with Jennifer Lopez.
So it's a nostalgia act. It's like a Dumb and Dumber 2.
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't matter how many times those people get divorced. It doesn't matter how many times they bounce from person to person or buy a $40 million house together and then sell it because they separated.
Bro.
These are all transactional things that these people are making. And yeah, Pete Davidson is obviously able to have sex with Kim Kardashian, but do you think that they love each other? I don't think people at with that level of fame even can like consider what that even means anymore. Travis, I think it's all transactional.
I believe in love, man. I'm a romantic.
I believe in a thing called love.
At heart, this view of relationships, Travis, it hurts my heart.
It's not a view of relationships. It's a view of famous people relationships, people who have become not real people over the course of their careers.
I truly believe that Travis Barker and whichever Kardashian that he just married, they're going to make it.
They're going to make it. They'll make it through the wilderness.
What they have is real.
Just like Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, my God. Travis.
They're very similar to how Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton were when they were like wearing vials of their blood.
I'm such a System of a Down fan. It's so bad.
Travis, did you see Machine Gun Kelly do the System of a Down song?
Oh, no. What song did he butcher?
He did Aerials, ugh. Travis. It's the worst thing you've ever heard.
Not great.
You know, the thing with Machine Gun Kelly is I'm competing with myself, I'm conflicted with inside myself and wondering if I'm just an old man who's like, who the fuck could like this? Like, just like people who were probably my age when Eminem first came out, right, that were like, what the fuck are these kids listening to? Like, I'm conflicted in wondering if I'm just a crotchety old man.
You are, like, yes. Not yes.
Understanding.
No, because Eminem's the GOAT.
But so. also Machine Gun Kelly's fucking terrible. Stupid looking.
Here's the thing, Travis. I think that Machine Gun Kelly, did you ever see that movie with DJ Qualls where like they decided to try to make
the
him
new guy
cool? Yeah. Like he looks like a big lanky dork. Like if you look past like the nice outfits and the pink hair and like all of the things that they added to Machine Gun Kelly, he's like a really thin, big nosed, big Adam's apple dork. And like they put a big fucking chain wallet on him. He might even be marginally talented. Like I think that he's a good actor, and I think that he's good at acting like he's a cool guy. Is that fair to say?
So it is 100%. Now that you say it like that, he is 100% the new guy. DJ Qualls movie. Like, I mean, it's like the biggest, dumbest fucking dork that everybody's like, look at this dipshit. And then you change schools and decide that he's going to be some badass.
Right.
Well, and buries himself into the park.
I think that he is talented at tricking people because, I mean, like, it's not real that, you know, like, he's making punk albums now. He was a rapper for like 15 years.
Oh, he's been trying to get into the alternative scene.
And then all of a sudden, he's making punk rock albums and like it's catching on. So now he's just a punk rock guy, right?
And he's mainstream enough now to be pop too. So like it was a smart move to like go from rap to punk pop,
right?
Because now you're just like mainstream.
But
now,
but Travis,
now you're in the news for dating a hot chick. Right. So
you gotta get these dogs under control, dude.
I let these wild animals just live in my house. But Travis, Machine Gun Kelly, like they've been promoting that he's coming here in concert on the local alternative rock station's Facebook page, and if you look at the comments, it appears nobody likes him. But
this is what happened here last year. Machine Gun Kelly was being promoted, he was going to be at the rave in Milwaukee. And it was the same thing. Every Facebook post was like, oh, fucking Machine Gun Kelly, fucking garbage, trash.
Right.
That show was sold out a month or two before also, he showed up.
Let's not forget that the alternative rock station here in our town is the 35 and up show.
Right. Yeah. No, I think that we're all at an age where we still remember that we listen to that station. We all still follow it on Facebook, but like, it's not really for us anymore.
The alternative station?
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
No. I tried to get rid of Sirius XM, and I called him and I said, I don't really listen to this anymore.
Oh, I love it.
I don't think I need this. I don't want to pay $20 a month for Sirius XM anymore. And they said,
gave it to you for $5 a month.
What? Yeah, you're paying $20 a month?
Well, that's what I said, Travis. I said, I'm not going to pay $20 a month for this anymore. And they said, well, can we just give it to you for $5? I was like, okay. But I don't really.
I pay like $50 a year.
Yeah, I keep it on XM. I love it.
No, I mean, I never.
That's all I listen to.
Yeah. No, I mean, if I'm not listening to something on my phone, then that's on. And yeah,
I'll put it on the local station to listen to local games, and that's about it.
Travis, you want to hear some of
the... I pay like $50 a year for this thing.
No, he doesn't want to hear.
I exclusively listen.
Travis wants to hear some of...
Rock the Bells Radio?
Machine Gun Kelly.
No, he doesn't want to hear it.
Travis, listen to a little bit of this. You'll love it.
It's got
to
be a band you respect.
Oh, God.
And today you're going to do a cover of a band that I love, System of a Down. I played their music.
Now, first of all, fuck Howard Stern.
Is that Stern?
Yeah. He was on Stern. And by the way, Stern's doing like a Wizard of Oz thing where like he's having in-studio guests, but he's not there. He's still at home. So people are coming into his studio.
Fucking what an asshole.
And talking to him on a monitor, Travis, because he's not there.
Dick.
So Machine Gun Kelly's there with his whole band.
I can't believe Stern's still that famous.
Right. He's not. He's not. Like they're
Sirius
trying,
keeps paying him like he is.
Yeah, they're trying. Well, I mean, he's the name, and so like it's like the different kinds of Frosted Flakes, Travis. Like, you still try to sell chocolate Frosted Flakes and maple Frosted Flakes with the tiger. Because
it's Oreos.
Yeah, it's the brand. We have this guy that you used to like. We're big shots. Anyway, Ariel's, Travis. You'll love
this.
In the 90s when I was in K-Rock and all that.
But yeah, no, fuck him for asking people to do a cover because it's a terrible fucking cover. He didn't want to do a cover. He just wants to play his single and sell some albums. And Howard's like, well, I don't know this guy. Have him do a cover. And then he does this fucking dog shit cover of System of a Down, and it looks like an idiot. Anyway.
Like live?
Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
Oh.
Sounds like this guy's strings are about to fall off, by the way.
It certainly does. Very loose. Life is
one in the river, one again after the fall. Trent's shaking his head. He doesn't like it, Travis. Swimming through the void, we hear. Oh, he took his headphones off. I'll stop it. Travis, it doesn't get any better. It's really bad. Oh, he's got his headphones back on. I'm going to sneak some more.
I was listening to your dogs bark.
You're gonna take your medicine like it, motherfucker. In the sky, when you smoke, mind you free your life. Oh. Life is waterfall. Take from the river that we turn around and put up a wall. He's used like four different voices so far.
I've literally heard better karaoke versions of that song.
He's like trying to put a little.
Four different voices.
Yeah,
singing that song.
Watch that.
Like,
movie,
and I get that. The new guy. Serge uses two different ones.
Yeah, but Serge is a psychopath. This is acting.
Yeah, and when he does it, it's great. This is like Machine Gun Kelly just used like four different voices in 20 seconds of this song.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
I do not care for this fellow.
Drunk, do you have what you would say is like a...
I don't care for him.
Pick of the week.
Sure.
My pick of the week, I think, is just not that Machine Gun Kelly cover of Aerials.
Yeah, for sure. If you never have to hear that,
I'll double down on that.
Drunk's pick of the week.
Yeah, but
it's the biggest weekend in golf for the year.
Golf?
The Masters. Tiger Woods said he's playing. He's 50-1 odds. Don't think I'd put a bet on that, but
it'd be fun to watch, though, right?
What's $5?
Yeah, I mean, if you put $20 on it, that's $10,000. So
yeah, be fun.
Throw $20 on. Who gives a shit?
It'll make watching it way more fun, right?
But yeah, I got other longer shots I got my eye on. So see how that goes.
Oh, even longer than that.
You got to diversify your gambling portfolio.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, $10 here, $10 there. We'll be fine.
Something hits.
All right. Swimming through the void, we hear the word. We lose ourselves, then we find it all.
You just want me to walk out of here, don't you?
It sucks so much.
I like Machine Gun Kelly, I guess.
Travis, you got what they say? Pick a week.
No.
Good. Mike?
That was it.
Oh, all right. Well,
guys, be sure to check out Machine Gun Kelly performing Aerials on the Howard Stern Show. You pay more to get Howard on Sirius, Travis. You pay more.
Yeah, like quite a bit more, actually. Yeah.
I did for a couple
just
of months.
Just to get like the 4 Howard Stern channels.
Because I forgot. Howard Stern's kind of like Mountain Dew at this point, Travis. I gotta have one every now and then just to remind myself I don't like it.
Oh, Mountain Dew's the best. You're crazy. Anywho.
But you know, I see people drinking Mountain Dew all the time. And I was like, these people really fucking like Mountain Dew. Maybe I like Mountain Dew. And then I drink one. I'm like,
you ever had the orange Mountain Dew? It's pretty good.
No.
Oh, Livewire's the bomb.
It's pretty good.
Travis, you had the...
Yeah, Livewire's good and...
You had the alcoholic Mountain Dew, didn't you?
I've had 3 of the 4 launch flavors. Yeah, I had regular Mountain Dew, Baja Blast, and Watermelon.
So is this something you can just like chug down like a soda, or...?
They don't taste like alcohol at all.
Gotcha.
So if you are into like very sweet soda pops, you'll be able to chug one on the way home from work, not even blink an eye. Oh, and they're like 5.5% alcohol.
If this was to
I
be
think.
Like say a Pepsi, I could drink that in about 9 gulps.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it'd be the same thing. If you can deal with the sweetness of some of the, I would assume you've had some of the offshoot Mountain Dew flavors, like some limited ones that are like quite sweet.
Yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. Yeah. The Baja Blast and shit. It's like the Baja Blast tastes like Baja Blast with a little bit of an aftertaste, but it doesn't taste like alcohol at all. So, if you guys are into those kind of drinks, it's they're good road sodies, I would imagine. I don't do that, but it'd probably be right up people's alley to just chug one on the way home from work.
Fair enough.
Guys, we did it.
Martinsville's this weekend, too.
Martinsville?
Mini paperclip.
Travis.
Tell me who to bet on.
Remind me next week that I got to tell you about that movie that the moon attacks us.
Oh, Moonfall. Can't wait.
Are you Dil Danin, bro?
I am Dil Danin.
Listening to this installment of WFOD, please subscribe and leave positive reviews on your preferred podcast player. Share the episode on social media or with one of your in-real-life friends. For links to our ever-expanding universe, including our Discord, our Twitch, and YouTube channels, and our library of back episodes, visit us at WFODshow.com. Thanks to... Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music used in this podcast. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Valerie, Brian, and Liquid. Visit patreon.com/WFODix to help support the show. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263. Email us Mike or Travis at WFODix.com or reach out on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook. We'll see you next week. Thank you. Goodbye.
Travis pee pants in the house.
Get holy back, shit, motherfucker! I'm gonna pee my pants. Gonna kick you in your teeth and do a dance.
Yeah, this is like years old.
Get back, motherfucker! I'm gonna pee my pants. Gonna kick you in your teeth and do a dance.
It's very creative.
That's so stupid.
Travis pee pants. Why you do so good? Why you do so good?
WFOD. That's years old.
That shit's so dumb.
Over.
Well, bye.
Yeah. Morbius got fucking trashed so hard.
They pushed that thing back like 5 times and then they put it out, and like the universe collectively said, ew.
Nope.
I saw a meme, Travis, of a broken out car window, and the lady said, guys, be careful out there. I left 2 Morbius tickets on my passenger side seat, and somebody broke out my window and threw 4 more in there.